In the gold prayer book, please turn to page 34. And we'll chant Shakyamuni Buddha's mantra 3 times. Te ata omune mune mahamunai soha. Te ata omune mune mahamunai soha. Te ata omune mune mahamunai soha. Now the Medicine Buddha verse of praise and mantra also on page 34. Bhagawan, with equal compassion for all, whose name when merely heard dispels the suffering of the lower realms, dispel of disease and the 3 poisons, I prostrate to Medicine Buddha, lapis light. Te ata om bekanze bekanze maha bekanze bekanze raja samugate su. Te ata om bekanze bekanze maha bekanze bekanze raja samugate soha. Te ata om bekanze bekanze maha bekanze bekanze raja samugate soha. Te ata om bekanze bekanze maha bekanze bekanze raja samugate soha. Te ata om bekanze bekanze maha bekanze bekanze raja samugate. Te ata om bekanze bekanze maha bekanze bekanze raja samugate soha. Te ata om bekanze bekanze maha bekanze bekanze raja samugate soha. And also on page 34, the 4 immeasurables. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends or hatred for enemies. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends or hatred for enemies. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that's free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends or hatred for enemies. On page 37, we'll recite the verse of praise and mantra for Chen Reisik, the Buddha of great compassion. Not veiled by any fault, white in color, whose head a perfect Buddha crowns in light, gazing compassionately at all beings, to you, Chen Reisik, all-seeing one, I prostrate. Om Mani Padme Hum. 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 Okay, now the verse of praise and mantra for Green Taro. Tare liberates from cyclic existence. Tutare liberates from the 8 fears. Today liberates from all sickness. I prostrate to the liberator, Mother Tara. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha. 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 Please turn to page 34. And Ursula will lead us in the Refuge and Bodhicitta prayer in Tibetan.
Sanjin Jalan Zanjin Jalan La Chanjin Batu Dani Kapsuchi Nage Chishin Jivin Zanan Jalan Zanan Jalan Zanan Jalan Sanjin Jalan Zanjin Jalan La
Chanjin Batu Dani Kapsuchi
Nage Chishin Jivin Zanan Jalan Zanan
Jalan Zanan
Good morning.
Now there's only two. Good evening, sir. This is for taking nap. When you get bored.
Are you ready for a question already?
Oh, good morning. Sorry, I forgot. Good morning. Everybody on Zoom, good morning.
And about 20 on YouTube.
YouTube, good morning. Yeah, Linda.
So our question is asking you to elaborate or lead us through four-point analysis that you mentioned last week.
Sorry, I left 4 point at home. Not this. What else?
Let's see. You mentioned cultivating loving kindness, compassion, and bodhicitta several weeks ago. Please recommend specific prayers or practices to develop compassion.
Any donations? First of all, from Dr. Robbie, donations. I think Dr. Brown is not here.
Kim,
Dr. Brown.
Kim, if you can grab the microphone.
Anybody have donations? Donation, answer donation. Not the monetary donation, answer. cultivating loving kindness, compassion. Anybody want to share? Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Lojong is what I do. They're all different kinds.
Lojong means like mind training texts. Now there's probably 100 of them. Lo means mind. Jong means train. There's 100 different texts to train our way of thinking. So, well, Jiden Dewa Chinyibas. So just think about it. Jiden Dewa Chinyibas. So now why? The best way to know here, you do say, oh, you have to stand up for yourself. You have to stand up. Stand up for yourself. But didn't really teach how. Didn't really teach what kind of a mechanism you should use in order to stand up for yourself. Or then know what that really means. What is the meaning of stand up for yourself? Are you talking about protecting yourself or like, how is it? Yeah, so need to think about when, if somebody says, oh, still, you have to stand up for yourself, does that sound like more positive or negative? Huh? When somebody says, oh, you have to stand up for yourself. Yeah, of course, we have every right to protect ourselves, so there's no discussions needed, so everybody has their like a moral responsibility for help themselves. It's not just based on religion, no spiritual practice. It's even in the mundane level, so you have to protect yourself. So now when you say stand up for yourself, so what that really means, and now the second question is how? Punching someone's face, but that's not the best way to stand up for yourself. You know, like screaming, yelling, probably not the best. You are not really protecting yourself. You are basically destroying your peace of mind. So now, what do you mean stand up for yourself? So, or it could be what somebody's telling you, or you have to stand up for yourself, or yourself is telling yourself, you have to stand up yourself. So then what kind of mechanism we use? So we immediately kind of say, the mechanism, very mechanism that comes, first coming to your mind is like being like tough, aggressive, physically, mentally. It's not loving kindness, it's not compassion. So that's very unfortunate. So that's why loving kindness, compassion is needed, very much needed, in order to protect your peace of mind. That's the first and foremost things, foremost important things, your peace of mind. So if you, through like thinking, or same as meditation, thinking means meditation, you know, thinking means, if you are thinking, you are meditating. If you are not thinking, you are probably not meditating, but you know, you are just moving your lips, or maybe something like that. The moment you are thinking, you are meditating. So then if you are thinking about the importance of loving kindness, compassion, you know, the power of compassion, so, you know, probably in the West that you have having, it's hard to understand if somebody says, oh, power of compassion, you think, oh, there's no power. Compassion is only weakness. That's absolutely wrong. 100% wrong. 100% wrong. Compassion heals. You heals other. So compassion is the best mechanism. Loving kindness, compassion, the best mechanism in order to stand up for yourself. You need those tools. If you heavily rely on negative mind, disturbing thought, so that's why it's called disturb. Why you call disturb? Because it disturb your mind, it disturbs somebody else's mind. That's why it's called disturbing thought. Does not include loving kindness, compassion, does not call disturbing thought. Disturbing thought is negative thought. That's why that's called disturbing thought. It disturbs your peace of mind, it disturbs somebody else's peace of mind. So that's why even though those like thoughts are seems like more powerful, but those thoughts are not powerful. It's powerful in the sense to destroy your peace of mind. But loving kindness, compassion, that is the real strength that you can develop. This real strength. Now the question: why? Why there's a power in compassion, loving kindness? When you look around, everybody likes to be loved. Everybody likes to be respected. Everybody likes to be loved. Everybody likes to be cared. Anger doesn't do that. Anger, jealousy, pride. They don't care. They don't care other people. Everybody has hope. Hope to be good. Hope to be happy. Exactly like you do. Same thing. There's no differences. There's no differences. Dogs. Physically, we are different. They are also loved. They like also they are like to be loved, pet, care. They don't like to be kicked. The love, compassion does not kick. They, how you say? They embrace. They, you know, anger will kick. Or maybe you kick your own toe in the door, then you curse. That's not out of loving kindness, out of anger. Because you accidentally hit your toe on the drawer, you know, drawer doesn't speak, but you curse, and you hit it again. What you're hoping that you are angry because of the first pain, you are angry, then you cause more pain. Working on the computer, not doing well, something, that's not loving kindness. Meanwhile, couple hundred or maybe $1,000 machine has been broke too late, you know. Yeah, so throwing something on the wall. Need to be smart. And need to be mindfulness and need to be precisely assessed before you react. But unfortunately, mindfulness is very much lacking. So, power of loving kindness, compassion. So that's the reason. Nobody like. Do you like anger? Nobody likes anger. If the dog, can, if your pet can speak, if you ask them, do you like to me to be angry or kind? What they will say? They will like you to be kind. That is a fact. That is the reality. It's nothing to do with religious belief. It's the fact. So now you there's always opportunity for you to get the most out of any kind of situations, depending on acting based on what other people need. You get benefit. No, you can benefit. So that's why power of loving kindness, compassion, that's the best way to stand up for yourself, loving kindness, compassion. So there's many different reasons to generate compassion, you know. In Sanskrit it's called karuna. Then mahakaruna, there's the great compassion. There's many, many. You have to have reason why I should become more compassionate. You have to have reason. You have to have knowledge. It's not just mere faith. There's three different types of compassion, three different types. Sintian Samla Mibi Ningjis. According to Master Chandrakriti, entering into the middle way called Umala Juba, Madhya Manga Avatara, the text. The very beginning of the text on that Master Chandrakriti pay homage to compassion. You know, there are three types of compassion been listed. The first one is called simjin beings. Simjin means beings. Samla means just compassion rise just focusing on beings. That's what it sounds like in English. Simjian samla maybe ninja. Compassion generated based on merely observing the beings. So that also needs some understanding. So now you think about your life. You know, there's so much that we don't know. Even your body, there's so much you don't know. There's a lot of ignorance, sorry to say. You know, there's all the channels, chakra, that we have no clue. There's like all this movement, breathing, soiling, going out, everything, every movement is done to energy and channels. There's like 72,000 channels. Do we have any clue? You know, there's channels. So anyway, so when you read, it's like your head goes like... I mean, like reading about the 72,000 channels, your head goes like, you're thinking like, oh, when I'm going to remember all of this? Probably not. Just satisfy what you know. If you know out of 72,000, if you know 10 of them, just be happy. You know, so even the written body. So now, like first compassion is generally based on reason, not just like somebody says so. No. Just based on reason. So, that's why the teaching called Lamrim, probably, so most of you probably read. There's like small scope, middle scope, the great scope. That's how Lamrim has been laid out. There's a reason. It's like trying to, how you say, help you to step by step. The first one is nature of samsara. It's not nature of samsara. So, basically talking about the life, it's not perfect, it's complicated. It's very much complicated. It's not perfect. Yeah, we like to be perfect, but actually reality is not perfect. What kind of complications? What kind of general complications? That's why you are thinking, doesn't mean you are meditating, general complication. No. Nothing is certain. Nothing is certain. Not just for yourself, when you look around, everybody goes through that uncertainty. Best, today's best friend, with few unguarded words, tomorrow becomes the worst enemy. What that indicates? Complications. Uncertainty. Are you content? No. Are you? Are you satisfied? Yeah. This is just my problem. No. It is the problem of till you liberate it. That's part of the package. That's a part of the existence. Just need to admit and accept and take full responsibility. Oh, I don't like that person because that person is not reliable. Same thing here. You are also not reliable. You know, so admitting complications is not problem. It's good things. That's like accepting fact. Complication, no? Uncertainty. Huh? Are you satisfied? Sometime, not 100%, sometime here, there, a little bit, doesn't last very long. Getting a new phone, like a few days, looking here, there, touching like public, putting, maybe make sure it doesn't put on the rough surface and put it here, after like 1 month, 2 months, finish. Yeah. What is that? Change. We die, not just first time, but die many times. What is that? That's a part of the existence. It's not just you, everybody else. So then not just death is not dead end, it's like detour. Detour? You come back? Is it just me? No, it's for everybody. Everybody's going through that. It's not just you. If you think it's just me, you don't understand the nature of samsara. You don't understand the nature of samsara. You are missing something. When you look at somebody else, they're perfect. No, they're not perfect. That's why you are having a hard time sympathizing with that person, because you don't understand the nature of samsara. So that's why you have no any ground to sympathize with that person. Then you get jealous. What is the result? You don't have peace of mind. Who? You don't have peace of mind. Is that gain or loss? That's a huge loss. It's not gain. Because peace of mind is good for your health, too. So that's why now you're losing that. That's a huge loss. Why? Because you get jealous with someone else's success. Well, you could rejoice. Hope that for everybody else, you gain. You get jealous. That person is not going to give their car to you because you are jealous. Well, if you praise or rejoice, you may get a ride. That person probably like to show up, so I say, come here. And that's gain. That's why we believe we get something out of relying on disturbing thought, not knowing the nature of disturbing thought. Disturb your mind. What do you gain? You are losing something huge. Oh. So that requires mindfulness. So then death is not the dead end, it's a detour. So then, sometimes in the workplace you kind of gain, your status, your positions get higher and maybe better salaries. Doesn't last long. Anything probably goes up, eventually comes down. That's the nature. They grow springtime, all the trees, they grow beautiful. Look at in the winter time, they become like skeleton. Then you wonder, that tree doesn't ever produce fruit. You lose faith. Yeah, next year spring, it will come back. Like that. So these are the general complications of samsara. So that is your base or foundations to develop. Show some. Something good. Why everybody's struggling, not just you. If you think you're just you, there's not everybody struggling. So that is the foundation for your compassion. So now, as a human, we are all human. We are all called human. What kind of complication is associated with the human life? I think it's important to think in daily basis, if it's possible, it's important to reflect in daily basis. So make sure that you don't go against the realities. Accepting that probably will automatically help you to overcome from so many unnecessary stress. Complications when you're born, a lot of complications. There's human complications as a human. So then after that, what you do? You get, you don't get younger. You get older. No, you get taller. You don't get shorter. You get taller. Is that a problem? It's not a problem. It's just being human. That's what's happening. Then get headache or get pain here, sore throat, fever. That's a part of the package. Then gonna eventually die, whether we like or not. These things are fact. It's not religious belief. These things happen regardless whether you believe in religion or not believe in religion. It happens. That's a fact. It's important to remind yourself. So sorry, the mic's making some kind of like noise. So losing loved one, that's part of the package. Well, it's not somebody decided. No. It's just part of the specific complication associated with the human. That's one of them. Encountering some undesirable object that will happen. That's a part of the human complications. Midubhata chabas. Encountering some undesirable object. Encountering somebody like being unreasonable. That happens. Don't deny, just accept. Just accept. That's the part of the package. Looking for something, there's no guarantee you will get. There's no guarantee. Your ego may say, oh, there's like 100% you're going to get, or somebody tells you 100% need to be prepared. Hope for the good, prepare for the worst. There's no guarantee. There's no guarantee that we are going to find what we're looking for. There's no guarantee. There's so much you can say in the world. Encourage people. There's nothing wrong to encourage. Meanwhile, you have to recognize it may not happen. If it doesn't happen, you are not going to be shocked. Well, you are not going to blame to yourself because you already accepted. You already accepted right from the beginning. You already accepted. What it does, it will free you from unnecessary stress that could, there's a great risk, you could generate so many unnecessary stress because you didn't find what you're looking for. Meanwhile, not knowing, there's not 100% guarantee. There's no guarantee. You remind yourself on a daily basis. What is happening? Yeah, it's very much happening. Not every single day, but it happened many times. And long time ago, not knowing and fight so hard, and so many people are miserable, including myself, now become a little bit wiser. Now you become a little bit wiser. You don't do that because you... your eyes is wide open and you think and based on concrete reason, based on the fact. You are thinking based on the fact. Because you are just thinking based on the fantasy, you have just fantasized, then if it doesn't happen, you could fight with your friend, has nothing to do. So... long time ago, the group of people from here, center, we went to Nepal. We hiked, Nodomas is there. Coming back, we came now, there's no way to get it. Everybody wants to, very place that you desperately want to go, now you desperately want to get out. Very pleasant, you spend so much money to exclude, with full excitement, try to desperately get there, now you have to desperately get tired to get out. That happens. So now you can't get out because there's so much cloud. Poor guide, no. He told me face to face, he said, Gila, your group is the nicest people I ever met. Probably he's working as a guide more than 20 years. Why? Our group people don't complain. It's not going to help. It's just going to ruin your day. There's nothing much you can do. You can hardly see from here to there. Now just forget about flying. They don't fly. Then poor guide will be blamed. It's nothing to do with the guide. It's the weather. You know it? So like that, you know? So like, we Yeah, like to we like to blame somebody else. We like to blame. We don't like to show compassion. So if we are not taught to show compassion, maybe that's the best way to solve the problem. No, we are not taught. We are taught to stand up ourselves and how make somebody's life miserable. Make somebody's life miserable. When the moment you are making somebody's life miserable, your life already become miserable. We forget that. That's why the disturbing thought, there's no win-win, everybody lost. Oh, compassion, everybody wins. So, you know, there's so many uncertainties. The moment you try to plan your trip or vacation, you need to beware. There are so many things could go wrong. Could the willpower not go the way you want to go? There's no guarantee. So you need to understand that right from the beginning, when it happens, so probably you have less stress because you already know. Devimubo tsejang minyebas, very important one. Devimubo tsejang minyebas. This is somebody's nephew. Mama, you very much hope he will make less noise, but there's no guarantee. There's no guarantee. There's no guarantee. He will probably make extra noise. Then yesterday, need to be prepared. There's no guarantee. But you can hope. There's nothing wrong to be hope. Same time, need to prepare. You know, so, but just example. Che ga na che duba the tower, losing loved one, midduba encountering something you don't want to encounter. Six of them. Actually, there's eight of them. Seven. Not finding what you're looking for. That's seven, number seven. That's number seven of human complication, number seven. The one is missing. Probably I already solved it with my breakfast.
It's the five appropriated aggregates. The five appropriated aggregates.
Oh, yeah. Bury this body. Sajibu, bury this body. Bury this body. Hurting here a little bit. Hurting here. Happens. Don't go out of your mind. Happens. Don't scream. Don't blame somebody else. It's not going to help. First of all, it's not going to help. Why you blame? Is going. You know, what are you hoping? When you blame, what are you hoping? We don't ask that question. What are you hoping to get out? Blaming somebody else. Well, just want them to make miserable. That's unfortunate. Why you do that? That's unfortunate. You don't like somebody like makes your life miserable. You don't like why you think that other person like. Ignorance. There's no wisdom. It's pure ignorance. So this is, you know, no matter which realm, three lower realms, three upper realms, human, demigod, celestial realm, no matter which realm that you are in, you are not free from complications. Just complications. Oh, now I'm hearing this, I guess now I'm really tired of that. Solutions, liberations, solutions. Don't think there's no solution, there are solutions. You can liberate. So, because of those complications, human comes with, better to rely on loving kindness, compassion. You get so much out of this. Relying on disturbing thought. You may think, your ego may believe that you are going to get something. Actually not, you are not going to get. You know, you see that in airport too. Something happens, you see people like just screaming, yelling, look at the person behind the counter, look at their face, they don't look happy. Probably they're willing to help you to disintegrate, always to the bottom. It's hard. It's hard. Why? Because you like to be loved. You like to pay tax seriously. You like to be respect, which you are not getting. They go back to the defensive mode. The mechanism they use is same thing, disturbing thought that you are using. So, it's very obviously everywhere. It's everywhere. So, that's why now it's very important to learn importance and powers of compassion, loving kindness, and also share. Every action has reactions. Hoping positive reactions, very action that's going out is negative. You are not going to receive positive reactions because very action that's going out is negative. You are putting seed that potentially grow habanero. Habanero? Habanero? You put the seed out of habanero and hoping to grow mango. There will be no mango. Don't hope there will be mango. No, no. That's ignorance. Ignorance. If you want mango, throw the mango seed. Maybe you can hope mango. Throwing like habanero seed, then hoping mango, that's ignorance. So, now the question is why we are having hard time. Why we are having hard time implementing that. Why we don't always show compassion. Why? Because we are not familiar. We are not taught, oh, compassion is something weakness. We are not taught compassion is powerful. We don't think about that. That means you don't meditate on compassion. And how much we do to generate compassion means one of your mind become compassion. Generate compassion means one of your thought become compassion. One of your thought become compassion based on the reality, fact that everybody goes through. It's nothing to do with, oh, my friend, they are my friend, or they are my neighbor, or we are same tribe. We all believe the same religion, nothing to do with that. That's simply based on all the complication I just explained. Based on that, you realize everybody is struggling. So the best, everybody is struggling, what the best thing to do? Show something nice. That will alleviate them from stress. That's what everybody wants, including yourself. That's why being kind is always good. It's always good being kind. It's always good to yourself, to other. To yourself, to others. No, being kind to other than being negative to yourself. That's what there's expression in Tibetan called, animal stomach. Animals. Animal stomachs. Outside is smooth, inside is rough. You ever saw one? Being rough to yourself. Inside the family, you are so rough, so tough. Outside, so mellow, like that's called stomach, and that's called animal stomach. You understand now? Chijam, outside mellow, like so kind, compassion. Inside, when you come to a house, you kind of like arise in the wrathful aspect of the deities, not screaming. So then, that's like Tribeca. That's called. Nickname is called animal stomach. So being kind to yourself, of course, now you see you are struggling. Don't make it more miserable. Why you are making your life more miserable? Why? Because out of ignorance, that's why. Out of ignorance, that's why you're making your life more miserable. It's not out of compassion, out of loving kindness. You don't have love. You say, I love myself. You don't have love to yourself. You don't love yourself. You don't sympathize to yourself. You always like make your life more miserable and pushing yourself, oh, be perfect. There's no perfection. There's no perfections. There's nothing is perfect. Just admit nothing is perfect. Don't say everything is perfect. Not true. Just admit everything is not perfect. Everybody's struggling, including yourself. What do you do? Show some kindness, compassion, love. Oh, that's the best way to alleviate. Oh, that's what you do. So then you learn. Make mistake, forget. Forgive. Don't hold, not just hold, holding so tightly. Oh, I'm stupid, I'm dumb, like blah, 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 blah. What do you do? What do you do? What do you get? Nothing. Show some sympathy. So that's first one. Let's go. Simjian samlami vinyinje, compassion, mainly focusing on the beings. Now I just explained the complications. So now, chalami vinyinje, second one is a little bit deeper. Listening dharma, in this case, it's like impermanent. You're now generating compassion based on impermanent, based on change. Based on change, you see change. This compassion is very much powered by understanding of impermanent. So how many mistakes we make? Tons of mistakes. How many times you make your life miserable, not understanding impermanent? Tons. Not just a few tons. Just admit. When piece of glass broke in your kitchen, what do you do? If you have only one that kind of glass, not just many, just only one kind, very special one. When it broke, what do you do? What do we do? We do a lot of drama. We create a lot of drama. What Milarepa do? What Milarepa going to say? And how much Milarepa, there's a great yogi from Tibet, Tibetan great yogi. What he do? Only you have not few, just only one. Say just one glass, not many, just one. Yeah. We make mistake. Need to admit, we make mistake. So, one day that glass slipped through your hand and knocked on ground and breaks. What Milarepa are going to say? Now what we are going to say? Oh, we are going to say about a lot of things. Yeah, we are going to say a lot of things. Milarepa, what Milarepa are going to say? It is right here, it is gone. It is the nature of impermanent. Story finished. It is right here, now it's gone. It's the nature of impermanent. Now conversation is finished, it's gone. Tomorrow there's no conversation, it's all gone. We hold. Why I do that, you know, like, why I'm so dumb, like so stupid, like what? Oh my. Now you see that's how the life it's already complicated. Now it's become more complicated because of the way we think. Wow. Need to learn, live and learn. That's what you say in America, live and learn. Live and learn? That's why live and learn. So then here people say, oh, now you become wiser. Maybe you went through a lot of them. Eventually, now you are awake. Eventually you awake. It's right here, it's gone, nature impermanent, finish. Who puts it here? Right here. Like usually I put it here. Why is somebody put it right here? So then it's not yours. It's not your problem. It's somebody else's problem. That why the glass broke. Maybe somebody else. Or maybe Alhamdulillah put it right here. Why you put it right here like that? So that meanwhile that you are not having peace of mind. Oh. Compassion powered by understanding of the impermanent. The second compassion. Compassion powered by impermanent. Mainly focusing on change. Change. You sympathize with the people. You sympathize. You know, you just learn how, why you should, you must be kind because there are so many changing uncertainty. And so then the last one is called compassion, then powered by understanding of shunyata, shunyata, emptiness, which is the first question. The last one is called compassion, powered by understanding of shunyata. Everybody, your life, everybody else's life, very much driven by this ego, not by compassion, bodhicitta, ego. Ego rules. We are all dictated by ego too long. Not by under the care of compassion, loving kindness, bodhicitta. We are just learning ego. Tambu ngashe dala shenjuchis, according to the same text, Master Chandrakrishna. Tambu ngashe, right from the beginning, become so attached to yourself. Me, not getting anything. Me, everything has to be about you. There's nothing for others. There's zero for others. How are you going to survive? Why? Everybody looking for something. You are not giving anything. You just want everything for yourself. That's the best way you can to survive? No, absolutely not. Because everybody is looking for something. You are not giving them anything. So, when the company try to sell the product, maybe they have special people to probably, they hire special people day and night. That's only they think how to sell. So they are very smart. They use a lot of I think Buddhist teachings, but they didn't say Buddhist teaching, but quite interesting, right? So there's one company is a mobile cell phone company trying to sell. So I memorized that the advertisement. So they say, basically they are trying to sell you family plan, because they try to make more money, because there'd be few lines, not just one line, few lines. They say sharing is caring. Sharing is caring. Caring is earning. Wow. Earning. Sounds like bodhicitta. Very much. But bodhicitta don't sell cell phone. Sharing is caring. See, very smart. Sharing is caring. Caring is earning. Wow. So, same like Mahayana path. Same like Mahayana path. They didn't call Mahayana path. Earning is not like, for them is earning is money. Here, earning is merit. Merit. Earning is merit. Sharing is caring. Caring is earning. So, anyway, now time is over. Sorry, time is over. I'm not sure what I'm saying. I'm just mumbling here. I said all kinds of things. I don't know what I'm saying. So anyway, time is over now. So I think this text is already translated into English, called Entering into the Middle Way. Madhi Minga Avatara in Umalajupa. And when you look at, there's also even commentary, there's many commentaries. And you read, if you wonder about what these three types of compassion, you can read there. The last one is called compassion, powered by understanding of shunyata or emptiness. This one, okay. So then, meditating on compassion basis on the six-syllable mantra we just recite, Om Mani Padme Hum, based on that. And the power of that mantra, if you recite that, you know, in Tibetan community, we recite all the time. So it makes you, the power of the energy that produced by this mantra makes you more kind, more compassionate, more compassionate. So that's why the reciting the Mani mantra, the benefit of reciting Mani mantra, it helps you, that energy that you generated by reciting this sacred word helps you to become more kind and more compassionate. Okay? So there's the one way to measure compassion. So then also need to learn what is the definition of compassion, how you define compassion in according to Buddhist teachings. It's good to learn. So then how many different types of compassion? Mere compassion, power by understanding of our own existence. First one. Or you could say compassion, power by understanding of nature of samsara. Samsara means six realms. Then compassion, power by understanding of change, impermanent. Then understanding the power of compassion generated by power of understanding of shunyata. That's a little bit much more deeper, so you can learn, okay? So with that then today's class end. So maybe before we do dedication, please would you mind to introduce to yourself, takes few moments. So then maybe, we do that before dedication or after dedication? After dedication, yeah. Thank you, all the people on Zoom, all the people I don't see on YouTube, so... And wish you a very wonderful Sunday. Thank you, Alexander, translating people in Patagonia.
Let's see. Turn to page 246 in the Gold Prayer Book, and we'll read the dedication verses from Master Shantideva Bodhi Karyavata. May all beings everywhere, plagued by sufferings of body and mind, obtain an ocean of happiness and joy by virtue of our merits. May no living creature suffer, commit evil, or ever fall ill. May no one be afraid or belittled with a mind weighed down by depression. May the blind see forms and the deaf hear sounds. May those whose bodies are worn with toil be restored, finding repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food. May the thirsty find water and delicious drinks. May the poor find wealth. Those weak with sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope, constant happiness, and prosperity. May there be timely rains, bountiful harvests. May all medicines be effective and wholesome prayers bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be freed from their ailments. Whatever diseases there are in the world, may these never occur again. May the frightened cease to be afraid and those bound be freed. May the powerless find power, and may people think of benefiting each other for as long as space remains, for as long as sentient beings remain. Until then, may I too remain to dispel the miseries of the world. Now turn to page 244, and we'll start with the long life prayer for His Holiness. In the land encircled by snow mountains, you are the source of all happiness and good. All-powerful Chen Rezig, Tenzin Gyatso, please remain until samsara ends. And on page 245, the one for Sarah J. Kinsler Rinpoche, Jason Losandalek, the one who masters speech at a very young age, the one with great patience, receive the name Avatara, the one with great precision to spread the teachings of Lama Tsongkhapa on bliss and void, Lama Ornan of the Yellow Hat tradition, please remain until samsara ends. And on page 244, the long life prayer for Lama Tsongkhapa Rinpoche, you uphold the subduer's moral way, who serves the bountiful bearer of all, sustaining, preserving, and spreading Manjana's victorious doctrine, who masterfully accomplished magnificent prayers honoring the three jewels, savor myself and others, your disciples, please live long. And of course, seven Tara mantras for Geshe Yellow can get you samples long, happy, healthy lives. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha. 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 Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha.